This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We have spent a couple of visits discovering what Psalm 1 says and determining what it means. These are the first two steps in doing an inductive Bible study, observation and interpretation. Now let's develop some applications based on what we understand. The first application could be put this way: input determines output. What you're exposed to and from whom you seek counsel will determine the quality, impact, and destiny of your life. You'll be blessed if you don't seek counsel from the wicked. They are blown about like chaff, unstable and unpredictable, on their way to perishing. Beyond this, don't even stand or hang around with them. If you do, the psalmist suggests, you will in time end up sitting with them, incorporated into their cultural and spiritual worldview. Rather, fill your mind with God's Word and meditate on it day and night. In other words, when faced with decisions, consider what God says on the issue you're facing. If necessary, seek the counsel of those who know God's Word and give evidence in their lives that they are seeking to follow what God says. When you do that, you can expect God to enrich your life, make you fruitful and attractive, and prosper in whatever you do. Not only that, you'll be able to stand in the judgment unafraid to stand before God. Why? Because you have sensed God watching over your life, guiding and directing you, and adding to your experience light and life that enables you to do His will. This is the key to being truly blessed by God and being used by God to bless others. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.